Welcome to this podcast, and I want to dive into the concept of building a magnetic brand on the internet. And a lot of people have different ways of looking at this, but I just want to share some thoughts which may be a little bit different from what other people say, so that ultimately the goal is met. Now, what is the goal? The goal is that you are able to attract people into you, to whatever you're promoting, and you're able to really impact them. And it's not just about you, it's how you can actually serve your audience in a much better way. Okay, so let's dive into this podcast. Grab your notepads, pens and papers, and let's begin. Okay, so a magnetic brand has to do more with intention. Okay, let's start with the first step. I'm going to like take you step by step and take notes, because it's like a journey. You know, I'm going to open up one door after the next, so that, and then we'll connect all the dots as we go. Everything starts with an intention, because magnetism, it has to do with the properties of the particular person. So for example, a magnet is able to draw people towards it because of its specific chemical properties. Now, the base chemical property from a human level, if you actually look at what we're doing, is intentions. What do you really stand for? And why the heck do you want to do this? Okay, why the heck do you want to run your business? There has to be a very strong reason why you want to do this. And the intention, if it is pure, then there's a higher magnetic power to it. Because in today's day and age, people are smart. People can see through intentions. People can see through your marketing messages. And they know exactly what you're gunning for. Whether it's just that sale or whether it's something beyond the sale. Okay. So intention, if it is pure, and let's go deeper into what is a pure intention. Okay. What is a pure intention? Okay. So everybody wants to make money, right? Everybody wants to make money. Everybody wants to be healthier. There's always a selfish motive. That's human nature, okay? And everyone starts a business with the intention to, you know, make more money, be more profitable. All that stuff happens, okay? And it's very normal, and there's nothing bad about it, okay? But let's go a little bit deeper on what is the reason why you're doing business, okay? Which is not directly related to the surface level stuff. What is beneath the surface? That is something which you need to identify. For example, Steve Jobs, you look at some of his older videos and his older advertisements in Apple and stuff like that, you would see that he talks about thinking different, okay? And how he was able to build Apple as a brand that really thought different, they innovated differently, because why they did business was so strong than what business they did. Because many other companies, in fact, even Simon Sinek, he talks about this in the Golden Circle on TED. You know, if you've not checked it out, go and see that TEDx by Simon Sinek. You know, and he talks about the inside-out approach, because everybody is the outside-in approach. That means they talk about what they do, and they talk about how they do, but very few businesses know why they do what they do, and that's where the intention comes in. So coming back to the first point, is the first ingredient of magnetism is being very, very clear on why you're doing what you're doing. Okay, and some of you may not even have that answer right now, and that's perfectly fine, but it is something to, it's worth probing a lot into, because once you know, and once you are actually, once you've got it, like once it's like that moment where you feel like, man, yes, this is why I want to do it. Okay, when you feel that, that's when the actual business is going to start, because otherwise it's just going to be very external. Okay, it's going to be extremely external, and yes, you may make some money, but it won't really have the impact and the long-term effect. Okay, so the first ingredient is intention. Okay, the next ingredient is selflessness. Okay, so it is good to be selfish from the perspective of, like in an airplane, they say, right, you first need to put oxygen for yourself, and then you can put oxygen for your kids. In that sense, it's good to be selfish from a standpoint of protecting your family, protecting yourself, and making sure that you have the right environment to make things happen. And I'm extremely selfish when it comes to information going into my head, people walking into my house, the time that I have, you know, giving my time to others. The selfishness is directly connecting to something which is selfless. And I'll tell you how this works. Okay, so selfless is, who do you want to serve? And what problem do you want to solve in this world? The world has a lot of problems. People are facing all kinds of problems. You need to first identify who do you want to serve and how do you want to serve them and what problem are you going to solve? And the bigger the problem that you can solve, money will be the byproduct. For example, Jeff Bezos, the founder of Amazon, the guy is the richest man in the world, $1 trillion company. Why? Because he is solving one of the biggest problems in this world, which is, you know, the retail industry. In fact, more than 50-60% of the world buy stuff on Amazon. Okay. So he's solving a problem, a basic need of humans of where they want to buy and where they want to shop. And he's replaced and completely taken over all the traditional forms of retail. And the same goes even with companies like Apple. Apple is like one of the most cash-rich companies in the world. In fact, they have more cash reserves than many countries have. I'm talking about hard, cold cash that is profitable and that can be used, not just paper money. Okay, so look at all these companies that have actually become multi-billion, multi-trillion dollar companies is because they are solving a huge problem. They've stepped into the game in with an intention to solve a big problem. And the byproduct of solving a big problem is big money. Okay. So once the intention is clear, once your golden circle is clear, once you have this inside-out approach, and once you identify who's your target market and what problem you're going to solve for them, and to what extent you're going to be solving the problem, at that point, your business actually starts to create a different kind of an effect. Okay, it creates a different kind of vibe or energy. I don't know if you believe in vibes. I don't know if you believe in energies. But you don't have to say anything, but the entity itself, the business entity itself, will start to radiate a kind of magnetism, which you'll just see people buying. You don't have to say much, but they just buy. Okay, that's exactly what happens at that stage. Okay, the other ingredient is developing extremely good products. Okay, now I'm in the digital product game. Okay, and I've bought all kinds of products, ClickBank and all this stuff. And there's many products are also like total crap, total shit products as well. Okay, but having gone through that experience of wasting over $15,000 to $20,000 on stuff that did not work for me, or where I've had buyer's remorse, where after somebody bought, after I bought someone's product, then I felt like, hey, I don't think it was really worth that much. Okay, or maybe this person, his marketing was so good that I bought the product, but the product was total crap inside. Now, after going through those kind of experiences, I realized that there is no substitution or there's no substitute for creating great quality products. And when I talk about great quality products, I'm saying when it comes to the information marketing game, is like over delivering value. That means if somebody is paying you even 1 rupee, you need to really give them at least 10 times that value. If somebody's paying you $1, give them $10 the value. And value does not mean necessarily pounding them with some 100 courses. No. Sometimes value can also be to simplify things, to help people get the result that they want without overcomplicating a life which is already complicated. Okay. So value is more about understanding what is the market's needs, what are the problems the market has, and solving that in the most efficient and the most simple way. Okay, I hope all of you are with me here. So success in the game and creating a magnetic brand has a lot to do with your ability to simplify the problems that are already there. Okay, simplify the process to which people can solve their problems. That's what I meant. Okay, so coming back to the steps here. So once you know what's your intention, once you know who you're going to serve, what is the big problem that you're going to solve, and then how you can create a product that is really world-class when it comes to quality and experience, and you build that. Okay, sometimes it may take a lot of time to build it, but build it in such a way where you are, people just need to talk about it. Okay, you become the talk of the town, where, you know what, you need to check out this product, it's really cool. Like, that's what Apple did, right? They launched the iPhone, and now with everything, now the iPod Pro is launched, everybody's talking about it. Who would even imagine paying 25,000 rupees for a freaking earphone, okay? But there are people who are waiting to go and buy that stuff. Why? It is not about the price point. It's about the quality. It's about the value. And that comes to my next point. All of you note this down. It's about status. Okay. It's about how people feel when they own that product. That's what the AirPod Pro does. If somebody has bought that, it's not only going to make them feel, you know, that they're worthy, but it's also going to make them feel that, you know, they've got the best. So when you are able to make people feel that experience, that when they buy a product, they feel like, yes, I've got the best. And you know what? I deserve this. It's not, again, about price point here. Okay, don't mistake me when it comes to price point, even if it is not 35,000. But if people feel privileged to use that product, that is where the magnetic brand actually kicks in. Okay, that's where you become the magnetic brand. So like in the case of Apple, Apple is the magnetic brand. That is the brand. Okay. But in the case of in today's digital age, it's all about the personal brands. Look at Gary Vee, look at Grant Cardone, look at, you know, the guys like Dan Loke and all these other guys, you know, many influencers in the space who are actually creating magnetic personalities, a personality driven brand around themselves. Like even Apple, if you see Steve Jobs, it is a personality driven brand. And those who are loyal to Steve Jobs and what he stood for and his values and what he would, you know, the way that he would speak and the way that he would say stuff, people who resonate with his ideology of the world, you know what, they would just buy whatever he would sell. Even if it is, you know, not, I wouldn't say the word substandard, but because Steve Jobs never pushed anything substandard, but whatever he would sell, people would just buy, because it is not about the technology, it was not about the product, but it was about the values on which the founder actually built the product. So that is where the icing on the cake is. That is, you know, giving your customers an experience where when they buy, they feel, they get a kind of feeling or a status that, you know what, this is what is for me. This is what I need to be doing for the rest of my life. This is the product that I really want to endorse. And there are very few brands that have that kind of a magnetic energy. You know, you can count in your fingers, Apple, Nike, very few. Okay. And when it comes to personal brands, the same thing applies over here. So while I'm going to finish off this podcast, I just want to tell you that it doesn't matter where you're coming from. Okay. It doesn't matter what your current situation is. If you have to make that quantum jump to building that magnetic brand, you cannot do it with the current persona which you are in right now. You have to redefine yourself. You have to re-engineer yourself to a way by which you can serve your audience. You have to re-engineer every aspect of your life, the way that you eat, the way that you plan your time, the way that you consume information, the way that you think, the way that you actually surround yourself with the people that you want, that who can actually serve you on this journey, the way that you actually structure your day, the way that you inculcate learning into your daily habits, and also the way that you're able to have a very strong value system or a foundational pillar on which you're building this business. That is the secret. So I hope you found this podcast useful. If you want to know more about how I actually have developed this model into what I call as the ecosystem model or the freedom business model, hop into one of my webinars. In the description, you're going to see one of my links, or you can just go to my website, sids.co/freedom. And let's meet live in my webinar. There may also be an automated webinar, whatever it may be the case, just hop in, check out what I do. And if you resonate with that, get on this journey and start to inspire and impact as many people as you can with the knowledge that you have, with the skills that you have, and the problem that you want to solve. Cheers, God bless, and have a super day. Bye-bye.